Schrödinger Schwab is now powered by Ameritrade, unlocking the power of thinkorswim, the award-winning trading platforms loaded with features that let you dive deeper into the market. Visualize your trades in a new light on thinkorswim desktop with robust charting and analysis tools, all while you uncover new opportunities with up-to-the-minute market news and insights. Thinkorswim is available on desktop, web, and mobile to meet you where you are. It's built by the trading obsessed to help you trade brilliantly. Learn more at schwab.com/trading.
At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Ranked number one in innovation for 10 consecutive years and number two among public universities for employability, ASU isn't just ahead of the curve. It's creating new paths to success. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online, that's a degree better. Explore more than 300 undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Let's go to Catherine Austin Fitz. She has a very interesting history. She was Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. She has had a lot of experience as an investment advisor at the Hamilton Securities Group and many others. And she now has Solari, which is a great source of information about culture as well as finances, primarily finances, but I love the stuff that you have on culture as well at Solari. She has Heroes of the Week, she has Music of the Week and Art of the Week and all these other kinds of things, because it really is about us reclaiming the culture and taking back our lives. And, you know, money is an important part of that, but it's not the only part of that. And so I really do like Solari. They cover in-depth different issues with publications on a regular basis if you're a member of Solari. But it's always great to have you, Catherine. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, David.
I wanted to talk to you and reached out to you, and I know you got a very busy schedule. And it was when all this Doge stuff happened. And I know that you are skeptical of it. And I know that when you were at HUD, you saw a lot of stuff that was happening there. And you also blew the whistle on a lot of pension fund fraud and trillions of dollars that were missing in the federal government. This is nothing that is new. But what do you think is going on with Doge? What's your opinion of it?
So I think Doge is the public goal is to cut current expenditures and rebalance the federal model. Mm-hmm. And Doge is certainly cutting some current expenditures. I think one of the goals of Doge, and I think it's multiple goals, is to cancel the old tools of empire and build the new tools of empire.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would say Doge is an operation. Technically, there's someone, they finally found somebody to admit to being the head of it. And I think
wasn't it? That he says, well, he's not an employee. He's not this or that. I mean, they tried to disclaim that he was. So who is the head of it if it's not Elon Musk?
Well, actually, Musk, and I would say all 30 of the Elon Musk characters, because I don't think Elon Musk is a person. I think it's an operation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you look at how many Elon Musks there are doing how many things.
It's multiplicity. Remember that movie Keaton?
I just watched a video, which was clearly one of the newer actors who didn't quite have the shtick down yet. And he was wearing sunglasses. I guess the mask was slipping or something. I don't know what the problem was. But anyway, I think Doge, one of the goals of Doge is to lower current expenditures. But also what they're trying to do is cancel the old tools. So, in the old model, in the unipolar model, you'd go into a country and you throw a lot of money around and put everybody on the payroll. So in the United States, you put them all on the payroll of defense contractors and government contractors. Abroad, you put them on all these NGO boards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're changing the model of how, if you're going from a unipolar to a multipolar world, as Rubio has announced, you don't need all those tools. And so, instead you've got SpaceX satellites flying overhead and all sorts of surveillance, and you've got drones and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a different model of how you're going to implement your power. And that means you need to switch the money from the old to new. The other thing that I think is going on is that there is an effort to build the control grid. And part of building the control grid, one of the chief components of building the control grid, is to put the fiscal side of the house under the control of the bankers. And you do that by getting rid of the civil service.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what you're seeing is the gutting of civil service so you can move in corporate contractors. So remember, Elon Musk, who's sort of the titular face of Doge, he's not running Doge, but he's the face of Doge and he's sort of the PR on Doge. You know, his companies have received, we now estimate, $38 billion of contracts or grants from the U.S. federal government. So basically,
over what period of time was this? Prior to this or since this?
Yeah.
We come up. I remember when it was only like $4 or $5 billion about 10 years ago. And L.A. Times did a story about how he is the king of crony capitalism. And so we've talked about that, but now it's up to nearly 10 times that amount.
Yeah. Right, and I don't know. I don't object to somebody. So, for example, I don't object to somebody doing rockets through a SpaceX in a private company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a way to use. For government to use private services, which is, as far as I'm concerned, could be perfectly legitimate. The problem is one of the things you're watching with Doge is you had many different agencies, 11 plus, who were doing investigations or regulatory actions of different Musk companies.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And so all of those, first the White House ethics officer was fired. And if you, Musk is technically a government special employee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the laws that are being broken in terms, it is against the law for government special employee to be involved in decisions that affect them personally, their personal profit, pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at all the decisions that it appears that Musk is being involved in, it's inconceivable to me that you're not violating those laws. And that's a criminal violation, by
mm-hmm.
the way.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have 11 plus agencies doing, I think, almost 18 to 20 investigations of Musk's companies in a variety of forms or regulatory actions. And in most of those agencies, the inspector generals have been fired. One of the big ones, the SEC, they've done an executive order saying, we're in control and you report to us. That's the president. But that's the kind of action that will put the fear of God into anybody in any of those agencies from doing anything that would touch Musk or his companies. But then the last thing, and probably the most outrageous, if you look at the data transfers that appear to be happening, those are data transfers that, if they're going into AI, could make that AI phenomenally more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
At the very same time that Musk is out, according to public reports, in the private market raising capital for XAI, which is a separate company, that's the AI, and then SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Answer, nobody. They've been one of the most delicious parts of your life forever. Everybody knows they can't get any better, right? Well, after you try the new Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup, a delicious twist on your favorite treat, you might change your mind. The Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup is the perfect combination of creamy milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter, and an ooey-gooey chocolatey filling. It's a different kind of delicious, you know? The chocolate filling just takes it to a whole extra level. It's a totally, completely new kind of Reese's peanut butter perfection. Lucky you. Lucky everyone. So you really just have to ask yourself how you like your peanut butter cup. The way you've always loved it? Or with a gooey chocolate lava center? Or don't choose and have both? Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Shop Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup now at a store near you. Found wherever candy is sold.
At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Ranked number one in innovation for 10 consecutive years, and number two among public universities for employability, ASU isn't just ahead of the curve, it's creating new paths to success. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online, that's a degree better. Explore more than 300 undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
And we also see the FAA now deciding they were expected to give a contract to another firm, but they're now switching it to SpaceX. So if you look at the patterns of the data transfers, if you look at the patterns of the capital raising, if you look at the patterns of targeting agencies that have regulatory enforcement, I think 20 of the people who oversee the portion of the FTI that looks at medical equipment that would go in the head, mm-hmm. so that would be overseeing Neuralink, they've been fired.
Yeah.
So right. So whether it's regulatory actions, investigations, things related to raising capital in the private markets or government contracts, et cetera, you've got every indicator. I mean, if there was a real serious person who was trying to enforce the law, this would require a special prosecutor to look at all the potential violations.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've reported on the fact that he was.